evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday night here, May 29th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press. Of course, you can check out American Free Press on the Internet, at least its website on the Internet, that is, at AmericanFreePress.net. Now, I want to tell you right now, before I forget, all things being equal, tomorrow night we are going to have a special guest. And I always say a special guest because we don't always have guests here. So when they are here, they are special guests. And it's Father John Martinez of Oklahoma. You've heard some of Father Martinez's advertising right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. He is a hardline traditionalist Catholic, and he is very much against this war in Iraq, and he's telling his fellow Catholic priests and anybody else in the church who will listen that if they are not telling their parishioners that this war in Iraq is not a just war, it's not Christian in any way, shape, or form, he's telling them they're not telling people that they should be. They've abandoned their faith if they're not sticking to their guns. So we're going to have Father Martinez here tomorrow night. Thanks to Mark Glenn for making that possible. Tomorrow night, have your pen and paper handy. We'll give you a website where you can get some information about the work of Father Martinez on the Internet. Okay, a lot of things to cover with you here this evening, and eventually I'm sure we'll go to the phones. But for right now, I want to mention that this week's American Free Press has just come back from the printer. And just as it came back from the printer, I just happened to be in the office of American Free Press today to help bid our correspondent, Jim Tucker, a safe trip. Jim is heading off to Turkey. It looks as though Jim has pinpointed where Bilderberg is going to be having their meeting in Turkey. It's at the Classis Hotel. That's K-L-A-S-S-I-S. The Classis Hotel in Silivri, S-I-L-I-V-R-I. It's a posh Turkish resort 40 miles outside of Istanbul. Jim has been hailing the Bilderberg Group all over the world over the past 25 years. And he's had some good contacts over the years who've helped him nail down where and when Bilderberg meets. And Jim brings back a lot of good information from those meetings. So in the upcoming issues of American Free Press, we'll have Jim's exclusive reports, assuming Jim makes it back safely. And I assume he will. I pray that he will. They've given him a rough time now and then. They even picked up one of the other reporters for American Free Press who was friendly to Jim in those days, Christopher Boleyn, and hauled him off out in the countryside. I believe it was in Belgium. Jim's book, Bilderberg Diary, is a very interesting account of Jim's investigation of the Bilderberg Group and of the Trilateral Commission. And, you know, there are people who say the Bilderberg Group doesn't have any influence, but I beg to differ. When you have 150 of the world's most powerful financiers from families with names like Rockefeller and Rothschild, publishers of the Washington Post and the New York Times in attendance, powerful Washington lawyers like Vernon Jordan, members of British royalty, all sorts of other high-toned types from the world of finance and industry, and so a select group of politicians. I think it's pretty safe to say that this group, in fact, does have some influence. It's not just a front for other people. It is one of the power blocks that helps direct the course of world affairs. And when you have people in there as members and power brokers within Bilderberg named Rothschild, I don't think there's any doubt about it. All right, when we come back, a little bit more about this week's issue of American Free Press and some other little historical items that I think might be of interest. Stay tuned, folks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. by doing nothing more than you're doing right now because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington. I told the latest issue of American Free Press is out. Mentioned last week, I had a big spread in there this week, a critique of Vincent Bugliosi's new book, Reclaiming History, I believe the name of it is. This, of course, is his book that says Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. But I'll tell you what, we have a lot more than just what I've written in American Free Press. First, we've got Jim Tucker's update on what he knows, the latest he knows about Bilderberg and its forthcoming meeting. The big spread by Mark Anderson. The headline on this is Texans will halt free trade highway. Lone Star state legislators almost unanimous in wanting the Trans-Texas Corridor blocked. That's good news. Good news for protecting America. We have a story by Mark Glenn talking about the Jonathan Pollard spying affair. And Israel is unrepentant about this traitorous American, Jonathan Pollard. They should have sent him to the gas chamber, folks. Instead, they put him in prison for life. Mark Glenn also has a very big two-page spread here. And at the beginning of this spread, it's dated June 8, 1967. Well, of course, you know, June 8th coming up is the anniversary of the June 8, 1967 attack by the Israelis on the USS Liberty. And Mark's story is entitled, High-Level Treachery Dooms USS Liberty. Crew was deemed expendable by LBJ. Well, again, this is just another installment in Mark's ongoing series on the USS Liberty. Mark Anderson, as opposed to Mark Glenn, also has a very interesting story in here which indicates that there is a new presidential directive on homeland security, which gives the president sweeping powers to plunge the nation into martial law. It was issued on May 9th. Oh, I could go on and on, folks. Lots of interesting stuff in this issue of American Free Press. So if you're not subscribing, I do suggest that you do. I've heard people say the internet's where it's at, but I'll tell you what, folks, there's nothing like getting a good newspaper in your mailbox every week. Well, the New Republic, they call it a neoliberal publication, but it's also been called neoconservative, although it's not exactly completely in line with the neoconservatives, but whatever you want to call it, very hardline pro-Israel. And they have a very interesting article in there entitled Party Boy, Why the GOP's Future Belongs to Rudy, that is Rudy Giuliani. And they quote this conservative Republican in South Carolina who's an old-line conservative of the best sort. But, you know, he says this. He says, I am more conservative than Giuliani is on the abortion question and probably on all the social issues. I would be to the right of him. But the overarching issue of our time is this war on terror. I have a son on his way right now to Afghanistan. I think Rudy Giuliani understands better than anyone the whole business about the war on terror, how it has to be waged. This horrible garbage man, Rudy Giuliani, is charming the Republicans. And guess what? It turns out, according to this report, much of Giuliani's cash is coming out of Texas, of all places. Texas ranks third behind New York and California for the states that are funding Giuliani. And Dallas and Houston place second and fourth on his list of top donor cities. Texas conservatives, folks, are lining up behind Rudy Giuliani. God almighty. You know, Rudy Giuliani's been making a lot of money on the lecture circuit. Boy, oh boy, he gets $100,000 or more for a speech. And in the contracts that Mr. Giuliani makes people sign to get him where he's going to go, the contract reads as follows. The private aircraft must be a Gulfstream 4 or bigger. Must be is in all capital letters, folks. It must be a Gulfstream 4 or bigger. The client agrees to supply two large sedans or SUVs and one van for luggage. Client agrees to provide Mr. Giuliani with a pre-registered large two-bedroom non-smoking suite with a king-size bed on an upper floor with a balcony and a view, if applicable. Now, that's pretty. This guy Giuliani is a real piece of work, folks. What can I tell you? Well, this is American Jewish History Month still, folks, and we have been celebrating American Jewish history, American Jewish Heritage Month, as declared by President Bush. And, you know, there's a lot that can be said about the subject. I've tried to hit on it every so often here during the last month, particularly in regard to that. And, you know, I just happen to be going through some issues of the last year of the good old spotlight before it was run out of business. And I found a very interesting article, which I wrote, which I think is probably worth reviewing again for the record, because it really says a lot about a lot of things. And it has to do with Bill Clinton and his pardon of fugitive financier Mark Rich. You'll all recall that in the closing days of the Bush administration, this Mr. Rich, who was a big-time international swindler who worked for years with Israel and the Mossad, wife was a New York socialite. They lived all over the world. But in any case, he had been convicted and fled the country, and Bill Clinton pardoned Mark Rich during his final hours in office. And there was a lot of controversy surrounding that, and some people are suggesting that it will come back to haunt Hillary Clinton during her presidential campaign in the year ahead. Clintons are a team, of course, and, you know, I don't think they really do anything one without the other unless they have another partner with them and they're splitting up for the evening. But in any case, there was a very interesting story, which I did not originate, but I wrote about it in the Spotlight in its issue of March 12, 2001. And in it, it involves the allegation that Clinton was blackmailed by the Mossad into pardoning Mark Rich. Now, what's very interesting, folks, is that this story was published in one of the famous tabloids, the National Examiner. Now, people say, oh, these supermarket tabloids, you can't believe them. Well, let's say this first about the tabloids. Yes, they do publish a lot of crazy stories. They publish a lot of stories which are obviously garbage, stories that have been made up right out of the whole cloth, a lot of silly stories about movie stars and Oprah Winfrey's weight problems and Rosie O'Donnell's diet and everybody else's diet. But there were, over the years, many factual stories that were published in a number of these publications. Now, here's what's interesting, folks. It should be mentioned, everyone's heard of the National Enquirer. That's the most famous of all the tabloids. And I'm going to be getting into the story about Bill Clinton and the Mossad in a minute, but I want to get into this background on the tabloids. You have to keep in mind that it was a former CIA official, Generoso Pope Jr., who was a longtime publisher of the National Enquirer. And over the years, a lot of people said flat out that the CIA often used the National Enquirer to float stories that they wanted to get out into the mainstream, but they wanted to go kind of through the back door. So there's something to keep in mind. But now here is what's particularly astounding. You know, if you go to the supermarket, you see the Globe and the Sun and the really crazy Weekly World News, and of course the National Enquirer and the National Examiner. One or more of those may have folded. They may have even added another two or three at this point. I don't know. But back when I did this story in 2001, they were the five major tabloids: Weekly World News, The Globe, The Sun, The Enquirer, and The Examiner. They all look different. They all list a different publisher. But in fact, folks, what is interesting is this, that all five of those seemingly different publications, all of which have their different twists, they're all owned by the same company. Ultimately owned by the same company. As I say, it'll say National Examiner Incorporated, National Enquirer Incorporated, but all five of the different companies which publish these five different newspaper tabloids that you see in the supermarket, they're all owned by the same company. And the guy who is now the owner of that corporation is a guy by the name of Robert Altman. He was Deputy Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton. They had been students together at Georgetown University. Well, Altman is a longtime figure in the Zionist movement, and he's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a Wall Street banker with Lehman Brothers. We're talking high-level international power broker, folks. He owns all five of those major tabloids. All right, well, we're going to the break here in a moment, and when we come back, I'm going to get into this story published in Altman's National Examiner about Bill Clinton having been blackmailed by the Mossad. Very interesting story, folks, and I think we can put it all together and have a pretty good idea that there probably is indeed some truth to this. And it came out of the National Examiner. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have quite a few callers lined up here, and I am going to go to the callers after I complete this rather complicated, but I still think very interesting exposition. We're talking conspiracy theory par excellence here, and it comes out of the National Examiner, but as you'll see, there's probably a lot of information here which lends credence to this theory that Bill Clinton was blackmailed into pardoning fugitive financier Mark Rich by the Mossad. As I said, the owner of all five tabloids is Wall Street financier Robert Altman, a militant supporter of Israel, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, an old college friend of Bill Clinton, and he has been associated with the Blackstone Group, which has been engaged in a lot of big-time international deals. He also set up the Evercore Capital Partners, and working for his behind-the-scenes partners, whose names remain unknown, Altman and his partners, and I think it's safe to say, folks, Jewish families and financial interests, let's be honest about it. They bought all the national tabloids. And then, after Bill Clinton's scandal with the pardon of Mark Rich, the National Examiner said Clinton blackmailed into pardons. Now, here's what they reported. This is from the National Enquirer. The National Examiner, I'm sorry. On one occasion, a husband and wife team of Mossad agents leaked something they'd found to special prosecutor Ken Starr's people just to let Clinton know they'd gathered material about Whitewater that U.S. investigators couldn't have found out about on their own. Now, of course, Whitewater was the financial scandal involving the investments of the Clintons, if you don't recall that. By itself, the National Examiner says, it wasn't enough for Prosecutor Starr to prove his case against the Clintons, but it let the president know someone did have that information. Later, when it looked as if Clinton wasn't going to grant a pardon to Rich, that piece of information and a whole lot more damaging things were brought to the president's attention by people working for Rich. In other words, the Mossad, and as they say here, a husband and wife team of Mossad agents got dirt on Bill and Hillary Clinton's Whitewater dealings and used that to get Mark Rich, a longtime asset of the Mossad, pardoned for his crimes of financial corruption. Well, this is why this story appearing in the National Examiner is very interesting, folks. Because it was during his two-year tenure as undersecretary at the Treasury Department that Roger Altman, there's another Robert Altman that's been in Washington, Roger Altman, as undersecretary of the deputy secretary of the Treasury, he was also the director of the Resolution Trust Corporation, which had also been conducting a criminal inquiry into the relationship of the Whitewater Company of the Clintons, and also the Madison Guarantee Savings and Loan. And what's interesting is that at the time, Roger Altman, was called before Congress and asked to testify, and he was accused of having covered up for the Clintons in regard to Whitewater. So then we have the National Enquirer publishing this story. The National Enquirer, owned by Altman and his partners, saying that someone who had dirt on the Clintons from Whitewater had blackmailed them. Now, here's where it really gets kind of interesting. There is a husband and wife Mossad team, so-called journalists, who've been operating out of Washington for a long time. Lucianne Goldberg and her husband Sidney Goldberg. Lucianne Goldberg is the one who stirred the pot during the Monica Lewinsky affair. She's the one who brought out the famous Linda Tripp of hair fame. Linda Tripp is the one who exposed Monica Lewinsky's private musings regarding her involvement with President Clinton. And, you know, this Lucianne Goldberg and her husband for years have been journalists involved in a lot of shady activities. She spied on the McGovern campaign back in 1972, and her husband, Sidney Goldberg, was the founder of something called the North American Newspaper Alliance. Now, one of the co-owners of that North American Newspaper Alliance was Fortune Pope, who was brother of Generoso Pope, who had been the longtime publisher of the National Enquirer. So what you see here, folks, this NANA, the North American Newspaper Alliance, even the U.S. News and World Report reported at one point in 1998 that this NANA was a news syndicate with ties to the U.S. intelligence agency. So, folks, you know, when I first discovered this story talking about a husband and wife Mossad team, you know, I immediately thought of the Goldbergs, Lucianne and her husband Sidney, because they were known to do dirty tricks for the Mossad and for the CIA. And then, of course, I was cranking in the fact that Roger Altman was the owner of this tabloid and that Roger Altman had ties to Israel and the international financial community. And, of course, also that he was a guy who obviously knew something about Whitewater. So you find this thicket here, folks. And when we come back, I'm going to tie it all together. Then we'll go to the phone. Talk about conspiracy theory. Good Lord.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Collins Piper here to recapitulate before we go to the phones. We're going to wrap this up here. National Examiner reports Bill Clinton blackmailed over Whitewater by a husband and wife Mossad team. The Examiner is owned by somebody who had inside information on Whitewater. International Jewish financier Roger Altman. Well, folks, here's where it really gets interesting. I mentioned Sidney and Lucianne Goldberg of the North American Newspaper Alliance, a longtime husband and wife Mossad team. But guess what? Roger Altman, owner of the National Examiner, is married to a lady described as a feminist journalist named Jurata Kazikas. Roger Altman's wife, Jurata, was once credentialed by the North American Newspaper Alliance when she was a correspondent in Vietnam in the late 1960s. So Roger Altman has his ties to the Mossad, and his wife, this husband and wife team, his wife worked for the North American Newspaper Alliance, which in fact was tied in with the CIA and, according to the Spotlight sources, with the Mossad. So take your pick, folks. Was the husband and wife Mossad team described in Roger Altman's National Examiner, Sidney and Lucianne Goldberg, Or was the husband and wife Mossad team with inside information about Bill Clinton and Whitewater, as reported in Roger Altman's National Examiner? Roger Altman and his wife, Jurate Kazikas. I don't know, folks, but I'm telling you, this says a lot about who controls our media and how they use our media to leak information and how they use information that has not been leaked to blackmail our politicians. Very interesting story, folks. I know it's kind of complicated. I hope you followed along. But I thought it was worth regurgitating, worth bringing back up, worth passing on for the record, because, as you know, Bill and Hillary Clinton are very much back in the news, and things like this need to be kept in mind. All right, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Mike in Chicago, first of all. Mike, how are you? Mike in Chicago.
Hello?
Mike, how are you?
Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think you clicked over to another guy, but I'm on now. How are you doing?
How are you doing tonight?
Good, good. I wanted to talk about treachery and traitors, specifically Christian Zionists in this country.
They're among the biggest.
And I'm going to get to them by way of Iran. As I mentioned, I'm an Iranian-American.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned before, and what's going on in that country is you have basically a bunch of unelected tyrants who rule the people who don't like the government. And these tyrants, the mullahs, they spend hundreds of millions of dollars of Iranian treasure, the people's money, and they funnel it to groups like Hezbollah and Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm no friend of Israel, but as someone who sees that the people's money is being spent not in their interest. The Iranian people are not Arab. They really have no stake in the Israeli-Palestinian issue. So one asks, why is hundreds of millions of dollars of treasure being given to Palestinian Arabs who would kill Persians if they had the chance? And the reason they give this money is because the tyrants that rule that country are more Muslim than they are Persian. They are more Islamic than Iranian.
Okay, I think that's probably, yeah, I understand your argument there.
So in my mind, that is traitorous action. That is giving away your country's treasure for something that you have no stake in, no interest in. And I come back to the parallel situation in the United States of America, where Christian Zionists are using this their political clout to make this country do things for Israel that are not in this country's interest. And it just maddening how stupid they are. A special kind of stupid, these Christian Zionists.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I think probably in both cases you find a religious undertone. And it's interesting that you draw that distinction that Iranians are not Arabs because, you know, Mike, most Americans aren't cognizant of that.
Oh, geez,
you know,
of course,
I have this great big fat book sitting on the shelf behind me. I've never read the book. I'm afraid to tackle it, but it's called Iranian-Arab Relations, and of course that draws a distinction that Iranians are not Arabs, but of course there is that underlying Islamic thread that runs between the two countries, and that of course is one of the explanations there would be for the fact that Iran does in fact use its national treasury to finance these other groups. But it's the same thing here in the United States, as you say, with these Christian Zionists, who are driven by their particular political twist to lobby for things that aren't necessarily in America's interest.
Absolutely, and I consider them traitors, flat out. They're just traitors, and their ignorance and stupidity just amazes me. And the thing with Iranians not being Arabs, I mean, actually, it's kind of mind-blowing. I'm sure you know this, that the president of Israel, Moshe Katsav, is Iranian. He was born in Iran.
And I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, he was born in the same village my dad was born in. And one of their hawkish former defense minister, Shaul Mofaz, is also Iranian. And it's just kind of gives you brain cramps just to think about it, how that.
I still have to stop and separate in my mind the differences between the Shiites and the Sunnis in the Arab world, you know, and then, of course, then you have the Shiites in Iran. So, I mean, it's kind of, I've done a lot of reading on the subject over the years. So imagine how confused most Americans are when they have to sort this all out.
Well, Americans are insular by nature, so it's not surprising that they're not exactly up on this geopolitical complexity. But I just wanted to bring up that parallel of being traitorous, being more, beholden to your fundamental religion than your patriotism to your country.
And, interesting point. Can't beat you on that one, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks for your call. Very interesting call, folks. All right, let's go to another Mike. It's Mike in New York. Mike, what's going on?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Great. Mike, I'm going to get back to my favorite topic, Il Duce. There was a great article in lewrockwell.com today, LEWROCKWELL.com.
Oh, yeah.
Which basically lays bare what a fake, phony fraud this guy is. I mean, it's a fantastic expose of our very own Mini Mussolini, the greatest cross-dressing crime fighter the world has ever seen.
I wonder how those pictures of Rudy are going to go over and in the Christian churches down in Texas.
I couldn't believe when you said that. But anyway, the thing is this. I won't reiterate the major points of the article because your listeners can read it. But
I'll check it out myself.
Yeah, you have to read it. But the bottom line is this, and this brings to mind George Orwell when he was asked about what the future state was going to look like. He said, "Imagine," and I paraphrase. I don't know whether it's verbatim, but it's basically what he said. He said, imagine a boot constantly stomping in your face. That's welcome to Giuliani world.
Well,
I mean,
for whatever reason, he seems people seem to be buying his act, at least people with money are anyway.
Well, his wife is of that persuasion as well.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I live a block away from where Giuliani used to live in Gracie Mansion here. And I'd see the two of them, you know, like scurrying around before 9/11, you know, and they were, I mean, you know, this guy was the lowest of the low. But anyway, I must mention a great quote in the article. I don't know whether you've heard of Jimmy Breslin. Jimmy Breslin, and I'm quoting from the article here, he referred to Giuliani as, quote, a small man in search of a balcony. Which I think is fantastic. What a beautiful quote.
Well, I mean, you saw that quote I read from the New Republic. Apparently Giuliani does like a balcony when he gets a hotel room. So.
Correct. Literally and figuratively. I don't know whether you've heard of Taki, T-A-K-I.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Great writer.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful writer. He has a website, takimag.com.
What is it again?
T-A-K-I mag. oneword.com.
Ah, I did not know that. I'm glad you told me. Okay.
Check it out. It's a new website. But he used to write with Buchanan and the American Spectator. No.
American Conservative, right.
Correct. And ConMag. But anyway, he had a recent article about on the same topic, and he referred to Giuliani as, quote, someone straight out of Central Casting is a grave dig in a Frankenstein movie. I mean, you know, you can't beat Taki for the quotes.
Well, hey, Giuliani, maybe we should call him Giuliani because he has very much made a career in recent years out of being a ghoul.
Absolutely.
I mean, the V-911, and no question about that.
Yeah, well, the thing I don't understand about 9 9-1-1 is the fact that you know, if he parlayed himself into this, you know, super duper crime fighter, that's like me going into the ring with Mike Tyson in his prime, having my ass kicked, and then running around and telling everyone I'm, you know, I'm as hard as nails.
You mean you know the way Giuliani presents himself? Yeah. You would think he wore a Superman suit.
Well,
and flew up there and deflected the planes going into the World Trade Center building.
Yeah, it's a complete, you know, fabrication. You know, it's bizarre.
Well, how to sell himself.
The only thing he ever did was, you know, as far as I recall, is arrest a couple of squeegee men on the west side of Manhattan, you know, by the bridges. I mean, all of the crime fighting was done by Bratton, who is now, I believe, in L.A.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, even Bratton is not too friendly with Giuliani.
Bratton was fired by Giuliani because in the early days, Bratton was taking the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, Il Duce doesn't like that. There can only be one leader.
The supreme leader in this case.
Exactly.
Well,
so,
what we got to do is stop him from becoming what he wants to be. We don't want him on the Truman balcony in the White House.
Oh, jeez. Please. God forbid. But anyway, Mike, please read the article. I think you'll enjoy
it. I'll check it out.
Check out Tucky Mag.
Yeah, that sounds good. Right. He's a good writer. All right. Thanks, Mike. Interesting call.
Yeah, a pleasure talking to you, bud.
All right. Let's go to Doug in Texas. Doug, come on up.
Hi, Mike. Used to be a huge fan of yours, probably even a sick of fan or whatever. I'm a lifetime Spotlight guy and AFP guy and this and that and other. But since you've gotten your show, it doesn't seem like you're fair and balanced anymore.
Fair and balanced? I've never tried to be either fair or balanced.
Well, you know, Why don't you let Rudolph Giuliani come on there and explain his point of view? And Mike Bloomberg and Lautenberg and Schumer. You know, why don't you give these guys a chance to come on your show and explain their point of view? I'm sure it's
very
rational.
You know, one of the biggest problems I've had over the years is that any time I've ever asked anyone to debate me, they won't.
No, you can't say that. Because Eric John Phelps attempted to one day, and
that's true.
Wrecked my truck. I was driving down the road, and I almost wrecked my truck. It was so one-sided and so ridiculous. Now, Mike, why didn't you give him a chance and be fair and balanced with him?
Well, you know, I tell you what, in that case, I could have probably just said nothing and let him talk the entire time, and everybody would have gotten a pretty good idea who was right and who was wrong simply by the fact that everything that Eric John Phelps said was wrong.
Right. Yeah, I heard that. That was one of the most humorous moments. And you were on the Szymanski show, right?
Yes, that's right. That was on Greg's show here on RBN.
Right. And
I won't even go into it.
Well, you don't need to. I already know what happened. I know what kind of guy you are. Queen Hester or whatever sort of told me that, or whoever Huss met or whatever. But, you know, if we could just bring the truth into the light of day and you know, let everybody know what Daryl Bradford, what did you call him?
I call him Daryl Bradford.
Well,
Mere.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
you want to bet on the Smith?
What do you want to bet?
Correct name. I'm not much of a betting man, but I'd bet 40-acre farm and my grandmother's place. She's getting ready to die pretty soon, and whatever else in the world I could acquire that it's not Smith.
I wouldn't even want to speculate on that. I know all I need to know about Eric Huffschmidt, and, you know, poor old Daryl, I don't even think he realizes how he's being used, but Daryl has his own problems. he has his own problems, and I think one of his biggest problems is Eric Huffschmidt, and I don't think Darryl himself realizes that just yet. I think Darryl's sincere. Darryl's a little bit of a liar, and Darryl's a little bit of a troublemaker and a bomb thrower. But all in all, I tend to think that Darryl believes what he says.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily believe that about Eric, and that's a bad combination. But, you know, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Right. Exactly.
All right, Doug, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Nice talking to you, man.
All righty. We're going to a break here, but we have Larry in Florida. Larry, I'm going to bring you up, but when the break comes, you'll have to slow down for a second. Oh, here it comes, Larry, but you come on up.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We are wrapping up this hour. We have Larry from Florida.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here on this, the Republic Broadcasting Network. You need to be supporting this network. You can make a donation via PayPal at republicbroadcasting.org, or you can call in and make a pledge at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, or you can send a donation by mail to RBN, at 1015 South May Street, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I hope you will do it because your pledges do help keep this network on the air. Now, we have Larry from Florida. Larry, go ahead.
Hey, Michael, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wow, you're turning into a hot commodity. I placed my call at exactly 9 p.m. Eastern when your theme music was on the air, when you were first coming on the air, and three guys were ahead of me. Okay, tomorrow night I'm calling at 8:30.
You might still not make it on. You know, we're going to have a guest tomorrow night, special guest.
Well, anyway, did you hear about the tuberculosis patient that seems to be infecting a bunch of people? Hopefully not, but he's been on like two transatlantic airliners, and the Center for Disease Control is going crazy trying to find out who he exposed.
No, I have not heard about that.
Yeah, it was on tonight's news on ABC and CBS, and the thing that struck me right away, you know, like this is a really, really big deal. The government knew who he was and advised him not to get on an airliner, but he did and went over to Europe from Georgia. And then apparently he knew they were going to try it because they were hunting for him. They were looking for him. And he flew to Montreal and drove back across the border. And they finally caught him and put him in quarantine in New York City. But the thing about this, he's got a drug-resistant tuberculosis that won't respond to any drugs at all, any antibiotics or anything. But the news did not say who he was, if he was an immigrant, where he came from, where he picked up this tuberculosis, anything. They just said he was a male patient that flew out of Atlanta and went to Europe and then flew back. So I got on the CDC website, Center for Disease Control, and hunted around. And sure enough, there's a great big alert saying if you was on this plane, such and such a flight over here and such a flight over there, you know, get yourself checked out. But they still didn't say who he was or if he was an immigrant or who he was, where he got his disease-resistant tuberculosis or anything.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because, you know, I've watched enough TV shows. They always talk about medical, you know, privacy rights and so forth. That's probably the explanation for that. You know, they're not going to tell anything more than necessary just in terms of alerting these people. But it's very interesting that he was even able to get on the plane in the first place after they had told him not to.
Yep. And
talk about Homeland Security. I guess Michael Chertoff, Michael Chertoff's too busy hunting down critics of Israel and things like that.
Yep. And there was a big news thing on our local news. Well, I'll call you 8:30 tomorrow night.
What? Oh, you hear the music, and I didn't even hear it. Larry, you got some sharp ears there. All right. Well, we got to wrap it up here now. That music is playing, ladies and gentlemen. We will be here tomorrow night with Father John Martinez. We'll be talking about how Catholic priests have abandoned their faith, how they have not been following the teachings of their own church, how they're not telling their congregations that this war in Iraq is wrong, that it's not a Christian war. They're following the lead of the Zionist folks. But then what's new about that? We'll see here tomorrow night. Stay tuned for more.
A message for